Hello, my friends. Welcome back once again to yet another amazing episode of Insomnia Radio Canada. I am your host, Chris, and I am your do-it-all person. You know, I listen to the emails that come in with the music and the tracks and decide what to play. And then I play the tracks and we record the show. Then I do all the post-production editing and I put up the webpage and I code the webpage and I do all the beautiful graphic designs you see going up on the Instagram. Yes, that's all me. I do it all. So all of your support that comes in through Patreon is much appreciated because it goes right back into the show, paying for the internet connection and the electricity. And then eventually, once we get enough wonderful subscribers over on Patreon, we'll start putting it into equipment upgrades because, well, that's going to make the show even more awesome, right? Right. That's why we upgraded the mics. These new mics are so much better. Awesome stuff. Anyways, we thought we would play a whole lot of fun stuff this week. At least that was the original intent. So we started off here with a submission from that Eric Elper. This is Toronto singer-songwriter Frank Patrick, and he proposes unity in a George Floyd-inspired single, The Almighty We. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that track and are going to love each and every track I play this week because, well, we play all the awesome stuff, right? Awesome, right? Yes, certainly. So with that in mind, let's get right down to some more fantastic music because that's why you tune into the show, right? Right, here's some music.
Look at me now, having a meltdown in the park. I was
Hi, I'm Darren Trudeau.
And I'm Rob Stewart from SoundSwitch.
And you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
From throes of pain, they buried me low. For death had finished a mother's woe. But under the sod, in the grave's red moon, I dreamed of my babe in glimmer and gloom. I dreamed of my babe, and I can't let his rest. What's broken and weighed, it's on my dead breast. I dreamed and lost.
You guys enjoyed those two tracks, and they were a little bit different for what we came up with normally and fit into that all requested variety that everybody seems to want. So track number two today was Nathan Lahr. He was a drummer for hire during the Toronto indie rock heydays, back when the scenes were spawning bands like The Broken Social Scene and Feist. And he did drumming for seminal Three Gut record bands, Royal City and the Sea Snakes. In 2000, he started writing his own tenderly clever folk songs, releasing a series of critically lauded solo albums. In 2010, he ditched the songwriting thing for a more expansive sound, and then spent 10 years writing and recording and performing with an 8 to 10 piece indie funk band. During those years, he cut his teeth as a producer and band leader. And now, after spending almost a decade as a stay-at-home dad, he has come into his own, finding his own voice as a crooner once again. Apocalypse Marshmallow, the title track of this forthcoming album, is a chaotic blend of brain emo production and classic rock vibes. So hopefully you enjoyed that, and we'll check out more. The track, by the way, was called Apocalypse Marshmallow. How different do you get? So that last one also came in through Arturo Music from Matt. So thank you, Matt, for sending that my way. Then, track number three of the show, we jump back to another track from that Eric Alper. He has sent us Toronto folk band's Samways Politically Trekked Untrodden Ways album, and this is their new single, Mother, that we have played this week. Yeah. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that, and there's definitely more to come. Let's go back to some more fantastic music.
I'm Jack from Wander Radio. You can find me over at WanderRadioProductions.com. And when I'm not trying to attach my chihuahuas to my dog sled, I'm listening to Insomnia Radio Canada. Hey, Pepe, quit chewing on the chains. It's not going to do your teeth any good.
Staying up.
You know how I always talk about having an email backlog? Well, I got a follow-up email from a PR rep because the original email came in back in May. Yeah. So this email sat in my inbox for a month before I got to this set of tracks. So the PR group is actually in LA, which is fantastic that they are sending me Canadian stuff. So thank you to Brittany Freeman over at Music Giant PR. And the track she sent me, or tracks, because she sent me a couple of them, for a young lady named Desi G, and I played her track On My Own. We will have links in Spotify, because I think that's the best link that they have sent me. But you can definitely have a look. She will be in our playlist over on Spotify under the Insomnia Radio Canada account. And yeah, this pretty awesome young lady. A video of her performing went viral on the internet and connected her with a large number of followers, and which was fantastic because, well, she is a youngin'. She has been in music and singing since she was able to string 3 and 4 words together when she was 6. She did school events, local events, and festivals. She's been involved in school plays, cast in several semi-professional plays through the Delta Youth Theater. And she also plays a violin, piano, and clarinet. Girl, you take after me, because when I was your age, I was trying to get my hands on every instrument I could and learn as much as I could. So, this young lady has released her first album, and it is so awesome. So we've got a couple more tracks of hers that we may try to squeeze into future shows, but at least we got to play her at least once, and it was an awesome track. And hopefully they will send us more. And then we had another track from that Eric Elber, because he's been filling my inbox. This was Canadian folk rocker Deanna Drudge and a track from her new album. The album is called Killing Time, and the track was called June. And lots of links sent over because, you know, Eric is awesome that way. She is from BC, I believe. Looks like BC. But specific information will be in the show notes, because you should always go over to canada.insomniaradio.net and check out the show notes, where you can find out everything about all the musicians. We have links there and all that fun stuff. So if you forget who you were listening to in the show and you want to leave me some feedback, you can go over there, check the show notes for each show, and then send me feedback, chris@insomniaradio.net. You want to get your band played on the show? That's also the email address you can use to send me tracks. And don't just send me tracks or links to tracks. Send me your track, actual physically in the email, if possible, or a link to where I can download it so I can play it on the show. Don't just send me a link to your Spotify. That's great if you're in the middle of working on something and you want to say, hey, here's some of my old stuff. Would you be interested in playing the new track when I get it? No guarantee you'll ever hear from me, though. So when you send me that email with your track embedded right in the email or the download link, you should also send me links to your social sites, links to your webpage. Best way to reach you, because sometimes people email out through a generic band email, but nobody ever checks the inbox for that email. So send me the email that is best to reach you at, right? Because if you send me all your social links and the email to reach you at and the actual track you want me to play, you're more likely to get on the show. I don't have to spend as much time researching and trying to figure out if you're actually, you know, a good Canadian band. That is required. At least one member of the band needs to be Canadian to get played on the show, right? So also, so that you save me some research time, tell me where you're from in Canada. Are you from some little small town that nobody's ever heard of, but maybe, you know, you've got a cheese factory or something that makes your town big and notorious? Tell me about it. Tell me about the town you're from. Always good to have a little information about the band. Maybe I'll read it out on the show. Tell me how you found the show. If you're a PR person, tell me how you found me, because then I know what I'm doing right to help find more bands to play on this amazing show, right? Awesome stuff. So if you want to check out more about Insomnia Radio Canada, we do have Twitter, which would be @IR_Canada. Don't use it nearly as often as I should. I always say that, and I always keep meaning to do more with it, but I don't. So hopefully somebody will remind me. That's always useful. And we have Facebook. Just look for Insomnia Radio Canada. You will find us. The page is semi-active over there because we try to post at least once a week. We try to share concert information, whether it be virtual concert, in-person concerts, bands looking for new members, people doing stuff live on Facebook or Instagram or wherever. If we find it, we try to share it there if we can. And then, of course, our new favorite thing is our Instagram page, which would be big long one, Insomnia_Radio_Canada_podcast. Because as I keep saying, all the short, fun stuff was already taken. So you can find us over there. We try to link to all the bands we're playing over there. We try to tag them in the photo so that they can share it and they can like it. And you guys can find out who we're playing. And if you're a fan of one of those bands, you can find us and all that fun stuff. So, yeah. Right? Awesome stuff. So I believe that takes care of all the housekeeping for this week, and that brings us to the last track. Now, all the tracks I've played so far today have been bands we've played in the past, right? Bands we've played in the past are always awesome. Sorry. All the bands we've played so far today are bands we have not played in the past, so all new stuff to you guys. This next one is a repeat band, or individual, however you'd like to phrase it, and sent me another new track, so I figured, what the heck? It's a nice track. I like it. Let's play it. So this last track this week is Zach Pick and his track Strong Enough in the acoustic version. So thanks for tuning in, y'all. Be safe, mask up, get your COVID shots, all that amazing stuff, so that you will be here to hear the next show next week and we can get all your amazing feedback. So be safe, have fun, enjoy. Ciao.
Fathers and sons don't get taught how to love. Just keep your chin up, keep acting tough. Fathers and sons don't learn how to cry. Oh, the anger glorified, the rest we learn to hide. Looking in the mirror, I do not recognize the reflection of a self I synthesized. The image I've projected, I've come to realize, is is a reflection of a self I have denied. Could I be strong enough to say when I've had enough, to carry on when I feel I'm giving up? Could I be strong enough, strong enough to admit when I am wrong, strong enough to admit I need someone? Could I be strong enough? Mothers and daughters, don't get taught to love yourselves. When they say you're beautiful, is it ever enough? Mothers and daughters, learn not to speak up for the sake of someone else. Learn to hide yourself. Looking in the mirror, I do not recognize the reflection of a self I've synthesized. The image I've projected, I've come to realize, is a reflection of a self I have denied. Could I be strong enough? Say when I've had enough, to carry on when I feel like giving up. Could I be strong enough, strong enough to admit when I am wrong, strong enough to confess I need someone? I've had enough to carry on when I feel like giving up. Could I be strong enough, strong enough to admit when I am wrong, strong enough to admit I need someone? Could I be strong enough to carry on giving up? Could I be strong enough, strong enough to confess I need someone? Could I be strong
enough. Until next time, stay safe, everyone, and remember what Count Rugen said: if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything. So listen to Tyrone and mask it up, Buttercup.